Page 25. Unit 3. Stories. Listening extra. Stories behind things. B. Listen to Justin talk about items on his bookshelf. Check the three items he talks about.
You've got some interesting things on your bookshelf here, Justin.
Yeah, I like to keep special things there so I can see them. They remind me of people and things that have happened in my life. I guess there's a kind of story behind each one. Like this old leather journal, which is the first journal I ever got.
It's nice. How did you get it?
My mother gave it to me years ago. And, when I look back, I think she was trying to teach me something about why I should lead a good life or something. Because at the time, I'd been struggling with school, making the wrong kinds of decisions, and hanging out with the wrong kind of friends and stuff. So, anyway, she gave me this journal just before I graduated from high school. And when I opened it, she had written this poem, and it said something like my future was before me like a field of white snow, and that every step I took was going to show. And she said, "Fill this book with good memories."
That's so cool. It's no wonder you still have it. And what's the story behind this baseball cap?
That is Jeff Lim's baseball cap. He was my roommate in college. Chinese guy. Fantastic baseball player. Unbelievable. He played on the college team from day one. Nice guy, too. When I think about it, he was probably my best friend in college. We were best buddies. It's no wonder, really. We shared a room for 3 years and never had an argument. Great guy. Anyway, getting back to my story, it was the last day of college, and we were packing up and getting ready to leave and everything, and I said, "Jeff, it's been a great 3 years. I hope we'll stay in touch." And Jeff said, "Yeah, man." Then he left. He was going back to China. I went downstairs with him, and we said goodbye. And then, when I went back into the room, he had left his baseball cap on my bed with a note that said, "Give this back to me next time." I haven't seen him since that day.
That's so amazing. Why did he give you his cap?
Because I'd always liked it.
Oh, that's so nice. I hope you can give it back to him one day.
Yeah. And this picture? I bought this in Florida a couple of years ago. I had gone away with some friends. Looking back, I think it was the first real vacation I'd ever taken with my friends. And we spent all our time on the beach. We had so much fun. So I bought this, so I could always remember that vacation.
And did you write about it in your journal too?
Sure. I write something in it every week.